I know this grimness. Although my buddy, I did want to say one thing about my buddy Richie, who has a disease. And but it's an interesting disease he has. He has the disease of alcoholism. And he came to me, you know, and he told me, and I like to look, I'm the kind of guy who likes to look at the bright side of things, you know. So I told him, I said, Richie, it's true that you have a disease and everything, but I think you got the best one. It's the only disease where you get to drink booze all the time. I haven't looked at every medical journal, but I believe it's the only disease where you can constantly drink booze. As a matter of fact, that is the disease. You know, and I don't think Richie would think of he'd had a disease. Like, I don't think Richie would go to my Uncle Bert and go, hey, I understand you got bowel cancer. Ah, man, I know how you feel. I gotta drink a lot of booze. Those diseases, they're tough, those diseases, huh, Uncle Bert? Hey, what's your symptoms, Uncle Bert? Well, my bowel, I got blood pouring out of it all the time. I got bowel blood pouring out, gushing out of my bowel almost nonstop. And I got searing, clawing pains, ripping, tearing, you know, mind-screeching bowel pains. And they're combined with aching, dull, soul-deadening bowel pain. Those are basically my symptoms. How about you? I get happy. And, you know, I tend to be able to talk to people easier, I find. Sometimes I will meet a lady at a bar got the same disease as I do, and I'll fuck her. But, that's in the latter stages of the disease, Uncle Bert. You gotta realize that. Know what I mean, Uncle Bert? But no. But listen, man. I don't minimize what he does though, because he admits that he's an alcoholic and that he's weaker than a bottle, and that ain't easy to do. I couldn't do any of that shit. I'm too proud. You know what I mean? I got too much pride. You know, they say in the scriptures, pride goeth before the fall, you know, and he can somehow, you know, it's a very beautiful thing he does. He goes to Alcoholics Anonymous, and he says, right in front of them, he says, you know, he goes in front of a whole room full of people, and he says, I am an alcoholic, you know, which I know does not sound that anonymous. I didn't name the group, but sounds like the exact opposite of anonymous. Whatever. Like, to me, the alcoholics that, you know, the anonymous alcoholics, to me, would be like you guys. I don't fucking know. I can't tell, you know? But once you tell a whole church basement full of people, your cover's pretty well blown. But anyways, it still requires a lot of... The only thing they seem to be anonymous about, from the way I can gather it, is they won't tell you their last names. Anything else goes, you know? But not the last name. Oh, no. Sometimes they'll say the first, like they'll go, I am Richie and I am an alcoholic, or the first initial. They'll say, my name is Richie K and I am an alcoholic. Then anything goes. They're like, one time I remember I was under the influence of the demon rum and by God, I started punching my newborn in the face. I looked down at my fist and it was all bloody with, I don't know what it was. It was either from my knuckles or my son's skull. Yeah. I'm not telling you my last name. That's none of your beeswax. As far as I'm concerned, a man should have a little, you know. Did I ever tell you about the time I blew a dog for a pint of gin? Ever tell you that? Oh, yeah, I did tell you that. First initial's K, I'll give you that much. Richie K, but I'm not going to tell you the last letters. Plus, you can memorize my face. But other than that, I would like to keep this completely anonymous. If there was just a way I could... And what better way to keep a secret when you think about it than tell a room full of drunks? That's not going any place, you know? As soon as the guy has a relapse, hey, Richie blew a dog for a pint of gin. He told a whole bunch of us. I mean, I understand the dog had some gin. What are you going to do? Oh, yeah. Richie K. You know Richie K.?